Over a snowy mountain town, words appear. CBS presents. An all-Canadian entertainment production in association with Brad Crevoy Television. Fit for Christmas.
Hey, Audrey, welcome back. Let me guess, on your way to teach a class?
Only way to start the day. Tell Justin I said hi.
Words appear. Amanda Klutz, Paul Green, Rebecca Budig. Men and women enthusiastically jumping and swinging arms.
Out for two! Twist!
Jacqueline Collier.
Left!
Stephen Myers. Lisa Huguette.
Out for two!
Barclay Hope.
Twist! Right foot, go!
Costume designer.
Darlene Knight!
Maria Livingston.
Are all shoulders down, remember? Maria, you're killing it. Come on, finish strong. One more time. Strong arms, everybody. Last four. Here we go. 4, 3, 2, 1. Woo! Yes! You guys are so good. Oh, I feel so good to be home. Thank you so much. Mwah!
We really missed you around here. My water aerobics class just isn't cutting it these days.
I missed you too, Maria. Good to see you.
How long are you in town for?
Oh, it's up in the air at the moment.
I hope you're not going back to New York after what happened. I mean, we're just so happy to have you back here.
Thanks, Darlene.
I have to go back to the bakery, but can you give your dad these? I made sugar plum cookies.
His favorite. I'll make sure he gets them. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming. Bye.
Oh, let me get that, hon. Oh. I need to grab some more napkins
anyway.
The best.
Jim takes the big box of supplies.
You look hot.
Next week.
Oh, slight change of plans. I got in late last night.
Oh, God. Why am I not surprised that the first thing you do is teach a class, and second thing is say hi to your best friend?
You know me. I'm always late. Come on, I want you to try this new gingerbread latte I've been working on.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. It's Christmas in a cup, baby.
Christmas ornaments fill the Mistletoe Coffee Company.
So, tell me, what happened with Bradley?
We decided to take a break.
Wow, are you okay?
Yes. No, I don't know. We just needed time apart.
Audrey sips a latte.
Wow, literally Christmas in a cup. I'm so proud of you. You made your dream a reality opening this place.
I feel the same about all you did in New York.
Yeah, the difference is I failed. Which, by the way, does everyone in town know my New York gym ran out of business, or just Darlene?
You know how fast the news spreads in Mistletoe. I mean, I think most people knew that Jim was going to propose to me long before I did.
It's because I was too excited to keep it a secret.
Dude!
Audrey!
Oh, get in here, Mr. Hug! Oh.
I don't know if you heard the news, but you are looking at the newest member of the Mistletoe City Council, Shablammy. Okay.
You know, honey, you don't have to wear that all the time.
Oh, she's jealous of my bling.
Congratulations. I didn't even know you were running.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we have to catch you up on.
Are you pregnant?
Oh. No, we wish.
Yeah, we haven't had time. Right now, we've been consumed with finding a new location for Mistletoe Coffee Co.
Why? This is the perfect place.
The town is closing the rec center.
Audrey's eyes widen.
Permanently.
How did I not know about this?
I wanted to wait and tell you in person.
Yeah, that's why we kept it on the DL. Town budget was slashed, and the first thing on the hit list... Parks and Recreation.
I know what this place means to you.
This is horrible.
And at tomorrow's council meeting, we're hearing a presentation from some big ski resort company that wants to buy up all the land.
Does anyone have any good news? Any?
Well, you could still teach in the fitness studio until, well, the padlocks go up.
Ugh. Sign reads, Edgar's Christmas Trees.
Thank you.
The place still smells the same. Peppermint and pine.
Well, it's much brighter now that you're here. I still can't believe we have you for more than 3 days this Christmas.
Dad?
Yeah?
Why didn't you tell me the rec center was closing?
You know what? You'd had so much disappointment in New York, I just didn't want to ruin your homecoming.
I guess I just always thought it would be there. You know, part of me taking a big risk to New York was knowing that Mom's studio was always an option. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did fight very hard to get them to cut the budget, you know, anywhere else. In the end, I just didn't have the numbers. Oh. Yeah, I've got to deliver these Christmas ornaments to Carl's Tavern for Saturday night trivia.
You know what, Dad? I'll just take these on my way home.
Really?
Yeah.
No, oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Oh, forgot. Darlene made you a box of her sugar plum cookies. Your favorite.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's very sweet of her.
You guys see a lot of each other?
No. I sort of barely know her. I see her around. On the council. Can I give you a hand with these boxes?
Dad, I'm a professional fitness instructor. I think I can carry some boxes. Ah! See you later.
See ya.
Bare Christmas trees sit in the snow. Edgar smiles. He excitedly opens the box of cookies. Snowy afternoon in town.
Merry Christmas!
Oh,
gosh.
Are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay?
Their eyes meet.
Why are you carrying around a box of dirt?
It's not dirt, it's poinsettias. Did you not see me?
Poinsettia. No, I did see you. I was looking at my phone. I think it's you that didn't see me because you're carrying this tower of junk.
It's not junk, it's Christmas decoration.
Well... Potato.
Well, junk implies that it's useless or trash, and these are items that bring people joy. And trust me, we all need a little joy right now.
Oh, what's this? Let me guess. Overpriced artificial holly.
Careful. This is mistletoe, not to be messed with.
Overly passionate about Christmas decor, noted.
You know, I'm sorry I bumped into you, but a little advice. Mm-hmm. This town is called Mistletoe for a reason. Huh. We're a Christmas oasis. If you don't like the holiday, I'd hit the road.
Whoa, hit the road? Does Santa know that you talk like that? I never told you I didn't like the holidays. In fact, I love it. I applaud the commercial genius that is Christmas.
The best parts of Christmas are priceless.
Yeah, why does that sound familiar? It's a commercial.
I have to go.
She turns away.
Far away from you.
Merry Christmas.
Night at Edgar's decorated home. Audrey places ornaments on the twinkling tree. She lifts a picture out of the basket. In the photo, Audrey's mom holds her hand as she pirouettes. She hugs the image tightly. Phone reads, incoming call, Bradley.
Hey.
I know. We said no calls. I just wanted to make sure you got in okay.
I did, thanks.
Good. Listen, you tell your dad I said hi, all right?
Bradley, being on a break means I don't tell my dad you say hi.
Right, that makes sense. Are we sure about this? I feel like we might be overreacting.
Well, what's the proper way to react when your boyfriend wants to put things on hold?
No, I never said us, but us on hold. I just felt like getting engaged right now was reckless.
Reckless? We always said we wanted to be engaged by this Christmas, and then you suddenly changed your mind.
That was before we lost the gym. I'm sorry. I didn't call to fight, okay? I just really miss you.
I miss us.
I miss that too. But I really feel like being apart, it's taking this time, is the right reset we both need.
Yeah, if you say so.
Good night, Bradley.
Bye, Audrey.
Day breaks over the mountainside town. Sun shines at the Mistletoe Rec Center.
You look exactly the same.
Look at this. I got nostalgic while decorating last night.
Oh, look at us in our little tutus.
Didn't we insist on rainbow for over like 4 years?
Your mom joke would be going to prom in them.
Oh, gosh. I keep thinking what she'd say about this place closing.
Yeah. This place means so much to so many. Though not everyone can say they had their first kiss here.
I totally forgot. Dante Fitzpatrick after dance class.
I think you were the first and last girl he ever kissed. Oh, gosh. Wait a minute. What are you doing here so early? I didn't think you had a class this morning.
Somebody booked a private session. I put a link up on my story saying I'd be back at home teaching. Filled right up.
You sound surprised.
Well, let's just say I have a little PTSD from the lack of attendance at the New York City gym.
Hmm. Well, here, you're appreciated and loved.
Audrey smiles.
Thanks, Lisa.
She turns to leave.
Good morning. Are you here for your...
You?
You're my private session?
Man, this is a small town. I had no idea that you worked here. You see, when I'm on the road traveling, never want to miss a workout. Our inn has no gym. So Darlene down at the bakery, she said the very best instructor she's ever had is back in town. She signed me up. I'm assuming that's you.
Yep, that's me.
Wow, modest too. So what are we looking at here? Some weights, some plates. These are terrible, by the way.
Dance.
No, Darlene said you were a fitness instructor.
I am. I teach dance-based fitness. My routines involve a lot of cardio and coordination.
Ooh, like dance for fitness?
Trust me, it gets intense.
I do CrossFit. Some side shuffle's not gonna cut it.
We'll see.
She pushes play on the speaker.
Ooh, Christmas music.
Starting November 1st, it's the only thing I play. You ready?
Okay.
It's a simple routine. You start on the right foot, single, single, double on the right, left, right, and a double on the left.
You want me to do that?
Well, you do CrossFit, right? Surely this will be easy. 6, 7, 8, single, single, double. Single, single, double, kick, right. A kick, 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 kick.
Griffin struggles.
Right leg, 4, 4, 3, 2, left, 4, 3, 2, step, two, and a 1, and a 2, and a 3, and a 4, and a twist, and a 1, 2, 3, woo!
Woo!
Okay, I think that's enough for today.
Hear that? That is the sweet sound of no more Christmas music.
Well, you sure picked the wrong town to vacation in if you don't like Christmas.
Oh, no, I'm not on vacation. This is strictly business for me. Wait, Darlene said you're back in town. What she mean by that?
Oh, I grew up in Mistletoe and then after college came back here and taught classes. But it was always my dream to open a gym in New York, so for the last couple years, that's what I did.
Wow, so you're basically home for the holidays then?
Well, something like that. You know, my private sessions are for more advanced levels, so you might do better in one of my group classes.
Kyle, think about that. You really got my heart rate up. Nice grip.
As they shake hands, their gaze meets.
Bye.
Bye.
Evening in town. Town hall.
Okay. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Darlene, I believe you wanted to kick things off.
I just wanted to remind everyone that the last ever Rec Center Christmas party will be on Christmas Eve. Everyone is invited. Good drinks. Great music.
Thank you, Darlene. You better believe I'll be there. So I know the closing of the rec center has been hard on all of us. I just want to remind everybody that this meeting is to hear ideas about what should happen to the building. And of course, that includes Mount Mistletoe. The final vote will be on December 23rd. And that is just before the council adjourns for the Christmas holidays.
You again? Okay, this is coming close to stalking.
Tad presumptuous, don't you think? Thinking I came here just for you?
What are you doing here, then?
Oh, isn't the whole town invited?
Everyone who lives in Mistletoe.
Don't you technically live in New York?
Don't you technically live in
New York? First, the council recognizes Griffin Weston from Sky Ridge Resorts.
That's my cue. Watch me, Jack.
He's the resort guy.
Do you know him?
He was my private session this morning. Conveniently didn't mention why he was in town.
Mistletoe is such a charming little town. A Christmas oasis, if you will. Imagine a place where you can eat the best food, drink the best wine, and get the most relaxing massage of your life. And at this place, imagine a ski slope. So smooth, so serene, that as you're flying, the wind's blowing by you, you have to ask yourself, am I actually flying? That place is called Sky Ridge Resort.
People can't be buying this.
And that dream can become a reality in Mistletoe. Jackie, right? Do you ski?
I love to ski.
Takes one to snow one.
Powder to the people.
Oh, wow. Can you help me? Where is the closest hill to here?
An hour away.
An hour away. Not anymore. Not anymore. It is hard that your rec center is closing, but you have to ask yourself, do you want this place to just sit here empty, unloved, unappreciated? And the worst case scenario, a big box store comes in and just makes themselves at home right here in your little town. So you can have that or this in your backyard. Sky Ridge.
No way are they bulldozing our beautiful center for those fake cobblestone walkways and paint-by-numbers hotels.
We might not have a choice.
Not in this town. Not at Christmas. I'll stop him. One way or another.
Evening in town. Mistletoe Coffee Company.
I don't know. Maybe the dentist on Main Street would rent us the back half of his building?
Isn't coffee not great for teeth?
Hmm. Mutually beneficial business, then?
Which reminds me, tonight, bottled wine, finally some free time.
Hey. Oh, shoot, I forgot I volunteered for the library toy drive tonight.
Tomorrow, then. Oh, no, wait, we can't. That's trivia night. When did our lives get so crazy?
Pretty much the second we decided to start trying for a baby.
Good morning. 3 extra shots of espresso in my gingerbread latte, please. Also a blueberry scone. You stopped ordering the ones with the girls' lemon zest in them, right?
Yes. After your 5th rant, I switched up my order.
Good. I need sugar and caffeine. I was up all night.
Then why do you look so upbeat?
I figured it out. How we save the rec center. I was up studying the town budgets. Technically, we only need $80,000 to keep this place open for another year. That buys us time to find a more permanent solution.
Only? That is a lot of money.
So we raise the money.
Well, they're voting on it December 23rd. That's like in 2 weeks.
I know it seems impossible, but if I can figure out a way for people to donate the money, then the town won't have to sell the land to that awful resort guy.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Jim averts his eyes.
What are you doing here?
Grab myself a cup of coffee on my way to class. Black, no room, please.
Oh, you sure you don't want to try one of our gingerbread lattes? They're really good.
Mm. Sounds a little too...
Christmassy?
Sugary, but yeah, that too.
What do you mean picking up a coffee before class?
Well, my fitness instructor said that I should stick to group lessons, so I also hear that Darlene might be there, and I may need her vote.
Oh, well, you'll be wasting your breath. She knows what a resort like yours can do to a town like ours.
Improve it?
Ruin it.
Oh, look at the time. I should probably get going. Don't want to be late. Get on my teacher's bad side. Thank you.
Jim and Lisa chuckle.
Jimmy, Lise, for the gram. Thanks so much.
I can't stand that guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems kind of cool. I really like the scarf that he's got. Oh, yeah, no, I get it. We don't like that guy.
No, Jim.
You forgot your scone.
Mount Mistletoe has perfect untapped terrain for prime skiing. Look it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not much of a skier.
Oh.
I, on the other hand, love to shred.
Is that right? Yeah. Snowboarding. You look like you shred. So here's what you're going to like. Right there's a terrain park. The bottom.
Hey, Carl, didn't you break your arm 3 times snowboarding?
Well, it was 4, but it was totally worth it.
Whoa, that is the spirit. Nothing's going to keep you down, is it? Black diamond for you. Think of it.
And I think it's time we start warming up for class. Okay, everybody, let's get going.
The black diamond, is there a lot of trees going down?
Yeah, but they're spaced out in fluffy snow and hot tubs.
Hey, everybody. So, as you can see, Mr. Resort has decided to join us for class today.
Most people call me Griffin. Hi, everybody. Thank you for the introduction.
Can't wait to dance in the Christmas capital of the world.
Oh, you're a big fan of Christmas, huh?
The biggest.
Oh, tell me, what's your favorite part about Christmas?
Well, I'd have to go with the joy that it brings.
That's a little vague. Can you be more specific?
Yeah, sure. Music. How about the music?
The music.
Yep.
Oh, well, what's your favorite Christmas carol?
Ooh, I have to pick just one. Say the 12 Days Christmas.
Oh, I love that one too. Oh, remind me, what do they bring on the second day?
Oh, that's, turtles.
Turtles.
Yep,
doves, doves.
Swans.
Swans?
Turtle swans.
Turtle swans.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, let's pick up the pace.
Yeah, like... You're kidding. So you melt the butter first.
Yes, that's what gives it the texture.
No, I had no idea.
You're really this interested in baking?
Well, mostly the eating, but you gotta start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Oh, excuse me. I gotta take this. We will talk baking later.
Anytime.
Okay. Bye, Darlene.
Ciao.
Hello?
So talk to me, Griffin.
When can we expect to break ground?
Soon.
Very soon.
It's not very specific.
Should I be worried?
When have I ever let you down, Dad? Town Council
votes on the 23rd December. That still gives us a couple weeks to make sure they don't choose to do anything else with the property.
Expect any opposition?
Nothing I
can't handle.
That's my boy. Chip off the old block.
Keep me updated, will you?
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Day in town.
If you follow Main Street all the way to its end, you'll find the beating heart of our community. Originally built as a town founder's home, it was converted into a recreation center in 1954.
Is this your audition tape for the History Channel?
We're encouraging people to donate to save the center.
Wait, you're straight up just asking people for money in a video.
Do you need something?
Nope, sorry, don't mind me. I'm just grabbing some photos so our marketing team can hit the ground running. Got a little something there. Thank you.
Just ignore him and keep going.
Okay. Not only can you find an array of classes like foreign languages, ceramics, painting, but also an art gallery, and of course, my favorite, a dance and fitness studio. Wait, Lisa, do you think that I should talk about the donate page before I mention everything that we offer?
Yeah, probably. Otherwise, it just looks like you're making a fan video for a building, and that's... Wait, why are you doing this video here and not the rec center?
Because we're going to edit that in with Audrey talking. Okay, let's go again.
Yeah.
This time, say the donate now page at the top.
Okay.
Wait a second. Did you say donate now? No. They give the money back if you don't hit your goal.
We're meeting our goal.
Okay. How's your frame? You want to make sure you get the whole shot in so that way that we can really emphasize the ski resort and people can see the full potential of it.
You know, Lisa, I'm done. We're moving inside the rec center. Let's go.
Flustered Lisa follows. In Edgar's living room, Audrey stares down the donation page that sits at $150.
Don't stay up too late, sweetheart. You know the old saying. A watch donations night never boils, or, you know, something like that.
I have to figure out a way to reach more people if this is going to work. Everything I read online says that the first 2 hours after a post goes up are the most important. But at this rate, it's going to take me a decade to save the center.
Well, that's a lot of money to be raised in a short time.
Maybe I'm fooling myself. If I couldn't save my gym, how can I save the center? Just everything I thought my life would be by now hasn't happened. I thought I at least could do this.
Now, you know what your mom would say. She'd say if everything's not going exactly the way you want it to, there's usually something better around the corner. Right.
Audrey smiles. Sunrise over the mountain.
You picked the perfect tree. And don't forget, sign up on the donation page to help save the rec center.
The family leaves. Audrey sighs. Phone reads, incoming call, Bradley.
Bradley, hi.
Are you ready for some amazing news?
I think so.
I just had a meeting with Susan Price.
The head of New York Solis Fitness Clubs?
Yes, she took one of our classes back in the
day, if you remember, when we first opened, and
she liked what she saw. Audrey, she wants to hire the both of us to teach at her Solace Fitness Club in Soho.
You're kidding.
No. She loves our energy, which fit right into their structure. She even wants us to start in the new year.
Believe it. You and I working for one of the biggest fitness empires in the world.
That's amazing. We wouldn't have much freedom with what we taught.
Yeah, you're right. But the truth is, you know, boutique fitness clubs are not exactly thriving right now, and
we had to learn that the hard way. So this
is our shot at getting back on top and making it in New York together.
Can I think about it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe we should land on us soon, though, right?
Totally. I have to go. Can I call you later?
Audrey. Maybe.
Maybe this is the reset we both need.
Audrey looks into the distance contemplatively. Night in town.
Need a hand?
No. Thanks, Darlene. I got it.
They glance back at each other.
Okay, Carl's best candy cane martinis.
Sorry we're late.
Oh, no worries at all.
Oh, we wish that was why, and we were going to, but, Jim?
I may or may not have set off the smoke alarm trying to surprise Lisa with a romantic dinner.
Oh. The point is, we're going to need some food.
Yeah. Food. I'll get us some cheese fries.
Thank you.
Oh!
Wow, that's a really good thing that was in hot cider.
You've got to be kidding me. You're here for mistletoe trivia night.
Yeah, I'm on Fred and Margo's team.
Maureen. Fred and Maureen.
You sure?
You realize this is trivia about the town of Mistletoe, something you know nothing about?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, and so I'm on the best team. It's a strategy. Are you worried? You know, I think you'll probably do okay. You're from here. You have an open tab, though, right? Kate, Carl, can we get another one of these on her tab? Thank you. It's almost gone. We're thirsty. Oh. You sure? Give it enough. Please. There we go. Thanks, C-Town.
Can you believe him?
She crosses her arms.
So I guess no cheese fries, then.
Who's ready to use their brains? Yeah! Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Mistletoe's monthly trivia nights. Woo! Please write your answers legibly. We don't want another Santa Fanta debacle. Here we go. What year did the town of Mistletoe eliminate the sales tax on Christmas trees? Okay, so 1931 is the correct answer. Okay, folks, here we go. We're coming down to a next question. Phoradendron is the most common species of mistletoe. Name two of the other 1,300 species.
You know he's trying to get them to vote for the resort.
Okay, I know dwarf is one kind, but what's another kind?
What could they possibly be laughing about?
Audrey.
A desert. Oh,
Griffin shares a laugh with his team.
Let's see him.
When did they even have time to write all those? We cannot let him win.
Audrey's team leads by 1 point.
And so it looks like it's coming down to We Know Well It All. And Too Cool for You All.
Come on! Come on!
And it is coming down to the final question, which is... What tradition... Oh, and this was started by my wife, Haley Parker, by the way. Thank you, Haley. What tradition used to be incorporated into the school Christmas recital every year?
No way they know this. Fred and Maureen don't have kids.
Audrey writes kick line.
Kick line wins it! We Know Well It All are the winners!
Keep on.
That's it! What's it?
That's how we save the center!
been pledged per kick. Imagine a huge kick line going down Main Street. It'll be so visually stunning, no one can ignore it.
I love it.
Count me in.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Day in town.
Sign up for the Kick Line Kickathon right here. Come and get it. Thank you. See you there.
Oh, a kick line? Like the Rockettes?
Yes, and all the money we raise will be going to save the rec center.
I'm so in. I've been taking ceramic classes there since I was 4.
Oh, well, here. Invite your friends. Get them to sign up, too.
Definitely.
Bye.
She beams as she hands out flyers till she spots Griffin across the street.
Hi, a kick line kickathon.
Now, remember, baking is both an art and a science.
Hello.
Huh. Hey, Audrey.
Hey.
You're just in time.
Oh. We're making some Christmas rolls, which apparently are just cinnamon rolls with red and green food coloring on them, right?
And a dash of peppermint.
Griffin bakes.
Yep.
Well, he was sweet enough to offer to help, since tomorrow's mistletoe Christmas market usually involves a large order.
How sweet of him. I'm sure there's no hidden motive whatsoever.
My vote? Trust me, I am well aware. But he volunteered, and I need as much help as I can get.
Oh, well, I'll help too, then.
I'm not that much help. I think we probably got it.
I'm here. Might as well.
Okay, sure. I'll just grab an apron.
Oh, got one.
Great.
Here. Now, this recipe was handed down to me by my mother.
Aw.
Oh, she was a baker, too.
Oh, yes. Just not professionally, although neither was I until 10 years ago.
You're kidding me. I would have thought you'd been doing this your whole life.
I used to be a lawyer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. I'm going to get some more flour.
Okay. Thanks, Darlene.
You're not going to get her vote, so you can stop whatever this is.
Well, think of all the resort guests who get to enjoy Darlene's delights.
Oh, so you're telling me that your resort wouldn't have a bunch of chain restaurants that everyone would go to instead?
People deserve to have options, Audrey.
Tell that to all the local businesses that are at the Mistletoe Marketplace.
Right. What's that again?
The small fair at the rec center where the local businesses come to promote their Christmas time items.
That could be really informative.
Oh, no.
Coming.
No, 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 no. You're not invited.
I'm coming.
No.
I'll be there.
No. Okay, this is way too painful.
Well, I don't... It's like
Let me show you how you do it. Oh, gosh. Go in these... in the lines. What?
He grins.
You have something on your nose.
He puts flour on her nose.
Flour.
Oh. So do you.
Well, look, now we, at least we have something in common.
They share a smile. Evening at the Mistletoe Inn.
Hello.
I've got some good news for you.
Oh?
Peter is retiring.
Really?
Yep, something about wanting to
spend more time with his family or something. So I told the board I had the perfect replacement.
What? Me?
Of course, you're my son. This is your legacy.
You land that Montana resort,
and you'll be the next chief operating officer of Sky Ridge Resorts.
Oh. Right.
Do I sense some hesitation?
No, I mean, recently there's been a little bit of pushback from the community, but nothing I can't handle. It's nothing to worry about.
I should hope not.
The next COO of Sky Ridge can handle a few disgruntled townies.
That's right.
I gotta jump on this call. Talk later.
All right, thanks, Dad.
Griffin smiles. Edgar carries ornaments past Darlene.
Oh, hey!
They both steal glances without catching each other's eye.
Looking good, sweetheart.
Thanks, Dad.
Morning.
No. No, 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 no. What are you doing?
Well, I'm setting up my booth. Spoke to the council. Turns out, all you gotta do is pay a fee and then anyone can set one of these things up. And look at this. They chose to put us right next to each other.
Why do you need a booth?
Well, so people can learn some information about Sky Ridge Resorts. Look at, then the community can get to know us a little better. What do you think of this? Oh, look at that.
The Mistletoe Christmas Market is to promote businesses in Mistletoe. You're not a business in Mistletoe.
Right, I know. Not yet. Is it too big? I think it's a little too big.
Arr!
Griffin chuckles to himself.
Kick line fundraiser!
few kicks each and we save the rec center.
Her smile leaves her face. She sees Griffin greeting many locals at his booth.
Jim, will you watch my booth for a second?
Sure, what?
Somebody's got to stop him.
Okay.
She walks up.
Hey, guys. Griffin, hi.
Talk later. Audrey, hi. Brochure.
No, actually, I wanted to see if you wanted to grab a cup of coffee. Black, no sugar, that's how you like it.
Yeah, you're kidding.
No, come on, let's go.
Wait. I know what you're doing. You don't want to get coffee with me. You want me to leave this little Christmas market, don't you?
And I know what you're up to. You're trying to razzle-dazzle this town into thinking what you want instead of what we want.
You mean what you want? Frazzle, dazzle. All right. Enlighten me.
Fine. Look, this booth over here with the snow globes, it's our bookshop. They do weekly story time for kids. And you know Carl from class.
Hello, Carl.
He's the fourth Carl in his family to own this tavern.
Any boy born in our family gets the name. And some girls, too. Carla, Carlita.
And this is Abe's auto shop. He can fix anything, not just cars.
Wow, this is great. All this information for little conversation starters when I want to promote the resort. Thank you. Thank you for that.
No, I'm trying to tell you that each of these establishments are run by people, unique individuals that your corporate resort would hurt.
You mean help, right? This town cannot afford to even keep the recreation center open. Yet you have this beautiful location, and it would just attract tons of people, and it would boost the economy.
I saw the list of amenities your resort has. Restaurants, there goes Carl's Tavern. Shopping, goodbye Main Street boutiques, and it's a domino effect. One corporate resort comes to town, and the rest are sure to follow.
What is it that you have against big companies?
Nothing. They just don't belong here. Can you honestly tell me that none of these people would lose their businesses because of your resort?
Griffin looks down.
Oh, Audrey, have you met my grandson, Elvis?
Hi. Hi, Elvis. You're adorable.
Do you want one? He got it.
Mistletoe toss is open.
Dare I ask what a mistletoe toss is?
It's exactly what it sounds like.
A candy cane pole stands before them. Behind it sits a portrait of the Clauses kissing.
What color do you want?
No, I'm good. I don't want to throw a parasitic plant at a peppermint pole.
Griffin.
Yep.
Mistletoe tradition. Mm-hmm. You must try. Come on, it's fun.
Okay.
Go, Team Audrey.
Thanks, Dad. What, you scared?
Scared.
Well, you said you worked out and then my class kicked your butt, so I'm guessing that you're a little nervous to lose at the mistletoe toss in front of all these people.
Okay, fine. I'll play you. Let's go.
Are you sure? I'm practically pro.
What, at this?
How about this? If I win,
yeah,
you take down your resort propaganda routine.
Okay. And if I win, which I will, then what am I going to do? Oh.
I am not giving up the kick line.
You have to have dinner with me.
What? Why?
I think maybe we got off on the wrong foot. We could have a productive conversation, and I could share with you all the merit of the Sky Ridge Resort.
You're not going to change my mind. But since I know I'm going to win, okay, sure. Let's do it.
Ladies first. Oh, I thought you said you were pro.
Warming up, Griffin.
Good. Okay, maybe I'm just warming up too. Mm-hmm. Let's see what you got.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Okay, that's luck. That is luck.
Skill.
That is luck.
Skill.
All right, here we go. This is. Oh.
Now that was luck.
No, that was skill. All right. What's your
Might as well start taking your booth down now.
How about you get ready to choose what you want for dinner, because this is going right on. Look at that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you got? Ooh. I'm so sorry, but if I make this, I win the entire thing. Mistletoe toss.
You won't.
Okay. Oh, yeah! Game, set, and match.
That was a fluke.
I thought you were a pro. Just question, do you like Italian? Because Carl's Tavern has a really nice bolognese.
Yeah, I don't eat meat anymore.
No. She grimaces.
A date? It's not a date, it's dinner.
Alone, together.
I'm sure I could get out of it.
Why? It could be fun, and you and Bradley are on a break.
But he's the enemy.
Pretty cute enemy.
Trust me, it's the last thing I have to think about right now.
What do you have to think about right now? The soulless job? Bradley?
Right now, it's the kick line. We have a lot of signups. I just need a lot more kick pledges.
You should definitely take it online. I would love a blueberry scone, as long as there's no lemon zest in it, because that is disgusting.
See, Lisa, I'm not the only one.
Right? Totally overpowers the simplicity of the scone.
I've been saying that for years.
She really has.
What do you mean, take it online? The kick line is already connected to a Donate Now page.
Well, since you're asking, Mistletoe's only so big, right? So if you live stream the event, then you reach a larger audience, and interest in this thing just goes up and up and up. And if you open it up, then people everywhere can donate to your little line kicky thing.
Kick line.
That, yep, that. Ooh. There we go. See you tonight.
See you tonight. Tonight. Wait, we never decided on a date for dinner.
Tonight.
See? He's never doing something out of the kindness of his own heart. Helping Darlene bake, taking me to dinner, there's always a hidden motive.
Still, he did inspire a pretty good idea. And until 2 seconds ago, I thought you were the only person who hated lemon zest in their scones.
Everyone hates lemon zest in their scones. It's like fruitcake. Everybody hates fruitcake. Okay, so the first link is for anyone anywhere to watch the kick line. And then this link is connected to the donate page so people can pledge per kick.
Crazy.
Oh, Bradley did all this tech stuff for the gym in New York, but today I figured out I can do it too.
I like seeing you so determined.
Thanks, Dad. Feels good to be hopeful again.
Yeah. You expecting anybody?
Tell him I'm not home.
Griffin walks over with a bouquet of poinsettias.
Yeah, she's not here.
A poinsettia? Funny.
Pretty sure it's poinsettia. And I'm going more for sweet. Funny? I'll take funny from you.
I know what you're doing. You're trying to be all charming and sweet.
So you do think I'm charming and sweet?
You want my dad's vote. You've got Fred and Maureen in the bag. Jackie's a wild card. Jim still believes there's a better solution. And Darlene, you just don't know. So you're trying to secure me to get all of them.
Wow, that is an exhausting way to look at somebody who just wants to invite you to dinner.
Am I wrong?
Listen, my objective is this, to better this town. My objective tonight is to have dinner, preferably with you right next to me, and prove to you that I'm not some evil corporate mustache twirler. Right?
She would love to go.
Dad?
It's dinner. It's not eternity. Good luck.
It's just dinner.
Evening falls over town.
So why fitness?
Why fitness? Thanks, Carl.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Carl.
My mom. She taught me that it is a privilege to move your body, and we shouldn't take it for granted.
I've never thought of it quite like that.
I just love inspiring people to want to work out.
Is that why you moved to New York, to spread the gospel of enjoyable workouts?
My mom was originally from New York, so it was always my dream to go there, too. You know, you can make it there, you can...
Yeah. So can I ask what happened in New York, exactly?
Well, Bradley, my business partner and I, We thought that a neighborhood gym could thrive, you know, something small and boutique. We put all our money into it and, you know, and then we just couldn't compete with the big chains and it fell apart and we fell apart. Everything fell apart.
So I take it Bradley then is a little bit more than a business partner.
Boyfriend. Well, not currently. We're on a break.
Okay, well, that explains why you have a grudge against large companies then, because they ran you out of business, right?
I don't have a grudge.
Oh.
Soulless Fitness Center has offered us jobs in the new year, and I'm seriously considering accepting.
So you're considering working for a large corporation, right? Yeah, you're actively trying to stop me, a large corporation.
No, not at all the same thing.
Oh, please explain.
I'm not trying to stop you. I'm trying to stop you. But it's because I'm trying to save the rec center. You just happen to be the person that wants to tear it all down.
Otherwise, we'd be friends, though, right?
I don't know if I'd go that far. I can't be friends with somebody who says poinsettia. It's poinsettia.
No. Night at Edgar's.
Really? You can't name five?
I don't think I could actually name one. Oh, you know what? My friend had a cat. No, goldfish.
Good.
Girl. Victoria. No, Victor. Victor.
No, Victor. Yeah. Oh, my God. Vixen.
Ah, oh, it's close
Vixen.
Enough.
Vixen. Oh, this is real.
What's
the whole Christmas is all about making money, the Scrooge routine.
I hate to break it to you, but them's are the facts.
Yes, but you're missing the point.
What's the point?
The reason for it all. Christmas is about a feeling. It's something you can't put into words.
My mom was really into Christmas. She, like, we're talking mistletoe level. Yeah. I think if she was still around, you know, maybe things would be different. I'd look at Christmas a bit differently. Maybe that's why my dad doesn't want to celebrate with me, is because it's too hard for him.
What does your dad do?
He's in real estate. He owns Skyridge Resorts.
Your dad owns Skyridge? Hmm. Skyridge is a family business?
Yep. Sure is. Sort of like Carl's Tavern.
Oh, yeah, just like Carl's Tavern. Carl's Tavern is not trying to take over the world.
Neither are we. Wait, I mean, I do have a shot at COO if I make this deal come together. You know, it'd also make my dad really happy, so.
Well, what about you? Would that make you happy?
Why wouldn't it?
Well, you know, like when you were little, what did you dream about? Is COO your New York?
No, it was just my assumed path for me.
Paths can change. I don't know who that is.
Griffin stays put in the living room, deep in thought.
Bradley!
Surprise!
Hi!
I saw your post this morning and I just wanted to come and help the kick line, so I took about 3 different flights, but I made it.
Hi! Come in!
The place looks absolutely great.
Bradley! Griffin! Griffin? Bradley!
Pleasure.
Hey.
Hi.
What's with the John poinsettia?
Oh, so long story.
Okay.
No, actually, you know, I'll tell it. It's poinsettia. I was, I bumped into Audrey and she dumped it on me.
Is it one now?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I should probably go. All right, I'm gonna go. Okay. Good to meet you.
You too.
Thanks for the cookies.
Who is that guy?
Morning light shines over mistletoe.
Bradley's here?
I thought you guys broke up because he wouldn't propose.
No, we're on a break.
Oh. Is that different, or?
Apparently, he saw my post about the kick line and said he wanted to be a part of it. He said he knew it was important to me.
Well, that's kind of sweet, right?
Very. But I don't know. It's nice to have the help. It's just, it felt good doing something on my own. Jim, what's with the scarf?
Griff wears a scarf, so.
Yes, Griff's making an impression on everybody.
Oh my God, that reminds me. How was the date?
It wasn't a date, it was dinner.
And?
All things considered, if I had to say one way or the other at the end of the night, it was nice. But nothing changes the fact that he wants to rip this place apart and build a mega super resort. Oh, Jim, don't give me that look.
I told you so.
It means nothing.
Morning at Mistletoe Inn. Griffin walks quickly, eyes on documents in hand.
Thank you.
Oh, shoot.
I'm so sorry. It's me. You know, I wasn't looking.
I was looking down at my papers.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Thank you.
You.
Grant, right?
No, close. It's Griffin.
Griffin.
Barry?
Close, actually. It's Bradley.
Bradley, that's right. Yeah.
So. You are here to destroy Audrey's rec center.
I wouldn't word it that way at all, actually. So? No, I'm here to turn this land into something useful that'll benefit Mistletoe for years to come. So, gotta go.
Before you go, just okay. One little thing. Audrey's mom taught there before she died. Now that's why the place means so much to her.
Yep, I know. The place means a lot, I got it.
And Audrey means a lot to me.
Good, okay, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Just probably go,
don't want to
be late for for class.
Class? Audrey's class?
Yep.
What do you know, I'm headed there too.
No way.
Yeah, amazing.
That's great.
I know.
Okay, well, after you.
No, please, I insist, after you.
No,
age before beauty.
Okay, all right, there you go.
Right. No, actually, you know what? No.
Ah, come on.
No.
Left side!
Brad and Griff begin a competitive stare down.
Out and in! Right hip! Step touch! Back step! One more time! The touch! Back step! And ready, finish! Woo! Okay! Great job, everybody! Thank you!
This is different than New York.
You have to order the cheese fries.
I can. I'm trying to do this clean eating week. You know how it is.
Clean eating? It's Christmas. Christmas calories don't count.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've missed you.
I still can't believe you're here.
Kick line sounded fun, and I already have some pledges from some followers.
What? Thank you. That's awesome.
So, have you given any more thought? I'll call Solis right now and tell them we're in.
I haven't decided anything just yet.
Audrey, we need to give them an answer.
It's not a package deal. You could take the job without me.
Maybe I don't want to do it without you.
It's just they want me to teach their classes their way.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you. You remember what you first said to me when we met at that fitness conference 4 years ago? The greatest gift we have as fitness instructors is to inspire as many people as possible. This is how you do that.
I can't believe you remember that.
Jim sweeps the empty cafe.
So, there's no one here. I'd say we close early.
It's like you read my mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good, you're still open. Hey!
The usual?
No, actually, I want to go on a little bit of an adventure. I got to work tonight, so how about you whip me up one of those gingerbread lattes that Audrey's just been going on and on about?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Christmas spirit finally rubbing off on you.
Yeah, something like that. So, you know, the vote for the city council just in a few days. Any idea, Jim, which way you're leaning?
Look, I like you, Griff. Do you mind if I call you Griff?
Griff? No one ever has, but sure.
Oh, that's surprising. Seems natural. Anyway, as of right now, there is nowhere else in Mistletoe for the Coffee Co. Now, I've got to wait and see if we can save it. I mean, you understand, right?
I understand. You know, maybe there's a way for the coffee shop to be at my resort.
But I thought the Sky Ridge Resorts had a direct deal with the Buckstar coffee chain.
They do, but it doesn't have to stay that way. Wow, that tastes like liquid fruitcake, but not gross. Don't tell Audrey, but she's right.
I'll tell her.
Yeah. Hey, Jimbo, love the scarf on you.
Jim beams.
Loves it, yeah.
Afternoon in Mistletoe. Edgar fiddles with a banner.
Hi, sorry, guys. Hey.
Hi.
I thought we could use this instead. It's a much better lens.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So nice of you.
I'll take this.
Whoa.
Are you hoping someone in particular comes?
What?
You and that Griffin guy. Is there something going on between you two?
Bradley, I barely know the guy. And he's trying to take away the thing that means the most to me in this world. What do you think?
Okay.
Today is about this.
What about tomorrow?
What?
Well, what if tomorrow was about us? A second first date.
I'd like that. Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
I'll go help with more cameras.
Thank you.
Audrey smiles after him.
Yeah, Dad. Hey, thanks for calling me back. I just want to float something by you.
Shoot.
Okay, one of the things that makes Mistletoe so great is the community of small businesses, right? They're all unique. And some of them are even legacy.
Okay.
One of the things we're getting a little bit of pushback on is some of the things we're offering are in conflict, and they're worried that they might even strain some of the local businesses.
Oh, that's par for the course. Places usually learn to adapt.
Okay. What if we tailored the Sky Ridge Mistletoe Resort just a little bit differently? You know, not so much the cookie cutter approach.
Ugh. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's business 101. Be honest, son. Are you worried you won't get the votes?
No. I'll get the votes. All right, just forget I called, all right? Thanks, Ted.
Okay, T, minus 2 minutes. Places, everyone!
Room for one more?
This is the last place I thought you would be.
Well, I mean, you know how good I've gotten at dancing. You think I'd miss an opportunity to kick my legs up in the air over and over again? No way, Jose.
To save the very thing you want to take.
Well, it's great publicity, right?
Sure. Or was it possibly the gingerbread latte you had last night? Mm-hmm. Glad you're here. Come on, get in line.
All right.
Go.
Let's line kick.
Is this thing on? Okay, thank you so much. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you again for coming to the Mistletoe Kickline Fundraiser. Woo! Thanks to all of you. We are about to break the record for the longest Christmas kickline and save the rec center while we're at it. Woo! Okay, so I'm going to start the music. That way you can hear the beat, and then I'll kick you it. Okay, are we ready? 5, 6, 7, 8, stop!
The town kicks merrily, arms linked together.
Keep going!
Oh.
Good job, everybody! Woo!
That was incredible.
Oh my God, thank you.
They embrace.
You did it! That was amazing!
Yay! Thank you! Oh my gosh, it was so great! Oh,
Bradley,
can't believe it.
Bradley, Jim needs your help ending the feed. I'm worried people are gonna be seeing him stretch.
On it.
I would call that a success. Seriously, pledges were coming in left and right. I have really, really good feeling about this.
Yeah?
Uh-oh.
What?
You like Griffin.
No. Come on. The endorphins got you all mixed up.
Oh.
Bradley's right there. Seriously. So, nothing's going on. Nothing. Stop it.
Look at Jim.
Jimbo, what is he doing? Darlene, CBS Mornings mentioned the kick line. The video went viral. Look how many views it has. And donations are still pouring in. We only need 20 grand more.
Look at me go. This is wonderful, Audrey. Well done.
Round of gingerbread lattes on the house.
Yes!
Woo! Like whoa, what are we celebrating?
Well, not to brag, but numbers are looking good.
Really? Okay, let me see this. Look at the comments, too. Let me see. That looks like fun. I'd like to try that. I hear she's a fitness instructor. I'd take her class. Look at that. Wow. This is really good. Good publicity for you, too.
You getting nervous about the vote tomorrow?
No. Look at it. You still got a ways to go.
Hey, people are still donating, and it's Christmas. This is the time for miracles.
I have never met anybody who sees the world the way you do. No matter what happens here, I hope you realize just how truly amazing you are.
Gingerbread lattes for everybody.
Oh, wow. Oh,
oh
yes.
Me too.
Okay.
Yes, wow.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ah.
Griffin.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Evening light shines on snowy mistletoe. Audrey is dolled up in a red dress.
Oh, well, look at you. What are you all dressed up for?
Bradley's taking me on a second first date.
Oh, so the break is over.
Not sure yet.
Huh.
Dad, I know that look.
Hey, no judgment. I just want you to be with someone who inspires you and you know, sees you.
Funny. That's what I want for you, too. Darlene, Dad. She clearly likes you. She's kind, beautiful. You seem to avoid her at every chance you get. What's going on? Do you not like her?
I do like her.
So ask her out.
You know, your mother was the love of my life. 25 wonderful years. Losing her was the most painful thing I have ever experienced. And quite frankly, I'm not sure I can handle that again.
Dad. I would hate it if you missed out on love because you were scared. You're the bravest man I know. You deserve to be happy.
Don't worry about me, please.
Mom would want you to be happy.
Edgar looks down.
That's Bradley.
You deserve to be happy, too.
That was delicious.
Yeah. I wish I could have taken you somewhere nicer for dinner, but...
Carl's Tavern is nice.
Right. Well, soon we'll have all our restaurant options back at our fingertips, right? Remember that sustainable sushi restaurant? That just opened right across the street from Solace. Look, spicy tuna.
Bradley, what if I didn't take the job at Solace?
And do what instead? Freelance?
Stayed here. I really think I'm going to save the center, and these last few weeks teaching here just feels right.
Stay in Mistletoe permanently. I thought you wanted more than this.
I haven't decided yet. Just being back with my dad and friends, I forgot how much I love it.
Audrey, you meant bigger things than Mistletoe. I know it. You know it. Just come back to New York with me. I should have done this a long time ago.
He pulls a small box out of his jacket.
I love you, Audrey Parker.
Inside is a large diamond ring.
I know. It's a lot to spring on you, and I don't want you to feel pressure to answer right now. Just
Just hold on to it, okay?
The ring sits on the cafe counter.
Wow. It's, wow.
I know.
What did you say?
Nothing yet.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. Part of me wants to say yes. It's what we always planned. I know Bradley. I know what being with him is. With this job, things could be really solid.
Solid. Not the most romantic word in the world. You just have to figure out what it is that you want in your life. Is it to marry Bradley and work for Solace? Or is it something else?
Solace could put me on the map, relaunch my career. Bradley and I could be great together.
But?
I just feel like there's this force or part of me that's pulling in the complete opposite direction.
Does that direction start with a G and end with a riffin?
Audrey looks away.
Any more donations come in?
Still short, and the vote is in a few hours.
Could all vote no and buy us more time.
Maybe. Last I checked, Jackie still hasn't made up her mind yet.
Good. Maybe we can find some loans or state subsidies or something. This can't be it. I can't have failed at this, too.
Do you know why your Kickline video went viral? Because everyone loved it. They loved you. And no matter what happens, I am so proud of you. I always will be.
They hug.
Thank you.
All right, settle down, everyone. We're officially calling this meeting to order, and tonight's meeting is to vote on whether to approve the council's decision to sell the rec center property to Skyridge Resorts.
Dad, is it okay if I say something?
Yes, absolutely. The floor recognizes Audrey Parker.
I know some of you heard that the fundraiser didn't quite hit our goal, but we came close. And I still believe that there is a way to raise the rest of the money. So I'm asking the council, for the sake of those who gave what they could, please, please vote no on selling the center to Skyridge Resorts. Give us more time. Even if the rec center stays empty, at least there's hope. And isn't that what Christmas is all about? Thank you.
Does anyone have anything else? I thought I'd be hearing from you. The floor recognizes us, Griffin Weston.
Thank you. Listen, I understand. You're hesitant to say goodbye to something so meaningful. But I promise you, Skyridge Resorts will do everything that we can to make sure that this town prospers and grows. Starting by raising our offer on the property by $1 million. Just think of what that'll do for this town. Better schools, better roads. Selling us this land will mean you won't have to slash your budgets. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Anyone else? Then on the matter of the Mistletoe Rec Center property sale to Skyridge Resorts, we will now take a vote. Fred.
Aye.
Maureen?
Aye.
Darlene?
Nay.
Jim?
Nay.
Bob?
Aye.
And I'm a nay. Three ayes, three nays. That leaves Jackie.
Aye.
The ayes have it.
I'm so sorry.
I need some air.
Audrey races out. She approaches a bench out front of the empty rec center, illuminated by Christmas lights. Snowflakes fall around her. She pulls out the ring. She slides it onto her finger. Her solemn eyes look at it, and then into the distance. Griffin steps out.
I know you probably hate me right now. But I wanted to ask you something.
Dumping money on the problem at the last minute. Dirty tactic. I don't hate you. I hate the company you work for.
That's fair.
What did you want to ask?
Okay, if I wasn't me, rather wasn't the one that took the rec center from you, do you think, okay, let's say we bumped into each other at a bar, a juice bar. And I told you that I just loved your smile. And I really wanted to get to know you. And I'd never met anyone like you.
She smiles.
Do you think we might have hit it off?
Depends. In this hypothetical, do you insult my Christmas decorations? Then yeah, I think we would.
She brushes her hair back. The diamond ring catches the light and Griffin's eye. Griffin's eyes widen. He looks away.
I should go. I didn't know.
What? Wait.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You don't owe me any explanation. You deserve to be happy. I'm just so happy for you.
He walks briskly back inside. She notices the ring, still on.
Oh.
Night over mistletoe. Audrey dances ballet slowly in the living room.
You are so much like your mom. I heard you get up, I figured you'd be here.
I couldn't sleep, Dad.
Yeah, me neither.
Did you hear they canceled the Christmas party?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sucks. Come on, here. Oh, how you holding up?
I'll be okay. Just need to decide what my next step is.
You know what? It was about a month after your mom got the studio up and running. And I asked her if she missed it. You know, the city and the excitement and the lights. And you know what she said? She said I found something better.
You?
She was talking about freedom. You know, she could do what she wanted, when she wanted. New York was no longer a dream for her. I don't think life's paths are ever straight. They twist, they turn, but I do think the best ones take you to unexpected places.
She nods. Griffin sits in the inn. Ivan walks through the front door.
Dad? What are you doing here?
I had to come and congratulate my new COO in person. Well done, Griffin. You know that extra million that you put on top? That was smart. Right out of my own playbook. Do you know the surveyors will be here on Monday?
Oh, that's good.
Great. Why don't we go out, have a nice meal to celebrate? They've got places to eat around here, don't they?
Yeah, they have a good gingerbread pancake down at Carl's Tavern, so go there.
Gingerbread pancakes. Okay.
Look it, they are all named Carl on that wall.
That's certainly quaint, isn't it?
Here you are. Thank you. Enjoy.
Yeah. Buddy of yours?
Yeah, we do a fitness class together. Pretty much everybody here is your buddy.
You know, this is good.
Yeah, isn't it? Tastes like Christmas.
Sure, I guess so. Listen, Griffin, there's this space that's opening up in the Poconos. I want you there Thursday.
Dad, tell me something. What is your favorite thing about Christmas?
What?
Come on, we never talk about this stuff. Just humor me.
Okay, well, I guess when I was little, I got this authentic toy train set. And every year, I look forward to getting a new part to add to the track.
I never knew that. That explains a lot.
Well, your mother was better at that sentimental holiday stuff.
Ivan looks down.
Dad, I don't want to be COO.
What are they putting in these pancakes?
Dad, listen to me. Listen. I have a plan. But I need you to have an open mind for this.
Inside Darlene's Delights.
Hey, I got your message. Why do you have to make 5 dozen Christmas rolls in 2 hours? You know the party's canceled, right?
Not anymore. Haven't you heard? It is back on. All thanks to Griffin.
What?
Darlene, hey, it's Griffin. I know the rec center Christmas party of yours got canceled after yesterday's vote, but I can't let that happen. So, party's back on. I'll make sure it all comes together. Would love some of those Christmas rolls if you have time.
Why is he doing this?
Oh, it's best not to question a Christmas miracle. Come on.
Okay.
A lively party full of Christmas decor.
That?
I can see it.
See what?
What you saw in this place.
You're not disappointed in our new arrangement?
No. If anything, I'm proud.
Thank you, Dad. I love you.
I love you, Griffin. So, where is she?
Who?
The one that clearly inspired all of this.
No, it's not. It's not like that. It's...
Audrey appears, dressed in a green gown and red lipstick.
Ah. Say no more.
Bradley hugs her.
Griffin, don't give up.
Thank you, Dad. Excuse me, everyone, just for a moment, if I could just have your attention. Just take a second. First of all, I just wanted to thank you all for coming on such short notice. I know how much this party meant to you, and I wanted to make sure that I made it happen for you. But that's not the only reason that I brought you here. I have some good news. At least I hope it's good news. I'm happy to announce that the Mistletoe Sky Ridge will integrate the rec center and all of its offerings into our new design. And, I think what's really beautiful is the space will be tailored to Mistletonians and everybody else who lives here. Merry Christmas to you, and long live the rec center.
Audrey grins.
Oh, if
I wasn't cleaning right now, I would devour one of those Christmas rolls.
They look delicious, right?
You're missing out.
Hey, I found this great listing. I gotta show you. It's a loft in Midtown, so close to Solis. It is perfect.
I'm sorry, Bradley. I can't do it.
Can't do what?
Move back to New York. I belong here.
What about our dreams?
This is my dream. I want to stay in Mistletoe and live stream classes. Do things my way.
And us?
I'll always care about you.
I'll miss you.
She kisses his cheek. Griffin watches from a distance, disheartened. Bradley departs.
Did I just see Bradley leave?
I ended it.
And?
Feels right.
You know what? Often the hardest things are the most worthwhile. Come on.
Thanks, Dad.
Where are you, sweetheart?
Dad, why don't you take your own advice? Darlene, Dad. Talk to her.
No, I don't know how to do that anymore.
Go ask her to dance. Go.
All right.
Edgar hesitantly moves toward the dance floor.
Go.
He taps Darlene on the shoulder.
Can I cut in, please? Thank you.
You look very handsome tonight, Edgar.
Thank you, Darlene. You look absolutely beautiful. Do you think that in the very near future that you could have dinner with me?
What took you so long? I'd love to.
Oh.
Imagine all the tourists that will come to ski but stay for Mistletoe Coffee Co. I would say that this news is the best Christmas present ever.
I don't know. I think I have something that might top it.
Oh, sweetie, I thought we said we weren't going to do presents till tomorrow.
Just open it.
Okay.
He pulls out a tiny onesie.
Wait, is this weird? I mean, you mainly, but weird. Wow. Let's name him Griffin.
What?
Joe. I was joking. It's Joe.
Griffin stares out the snowy window.
Who knew Griffin Weston could throw a Christmas party?
Well, I had some help, and it's just all about capturing a feeling.
No.
They look deeply into each other's eyes.
You look stunning.
Not so bad yourself. So was all that true? About saving the rec center and keeping it as is?
Every word of it. Yeah, we're going to find a way to build it into the whole system.
I'm shocked. Elated. Just shocked.
It's all because of you. You inspired me to follow my own path. You showed me how special this town was, how special Christmas was, how special you are. Now, I know you're engaged.
I'm not engaged. I know you saw me with the ring, and then we were talking, and I just needed you to know that.
So you two
are over. Over.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, sorry. I mean, oh no. Are you okay?
You know, it turns out you're pretty inspiring too.
Really? Is that so?
Well, your whole live stream idea, it helped me figure out my new path. And I'll be able to teach all my classes right here in Mistletoe to reach anyone, anywhere.
Funny thing about that is I'm staying here too. You're looking at the new operations manager of the resort.
Oh.
I have to stay here to make sure that my vision becomes a reality.
So we'll both be here. Together.
Yeah. Hmm. Wow, would you look at that?
Mistletoe.
Someone once told me it's not to be messed with.
They lean in and kiss passionately beneath the sea of twinkling lights. An all-Canadian entertainment production in association with Brad Crivoy Television. Music by Terry Frewer. Edited by Rafi Spivak. Production designer, James C. D. Robbins. Director of Photography, Dana Barnaby. Supervising producers, Kay Mechie, Jonathan Shore, Michael Shepard. Associate producers, Rob Grant, Trudy Thorvaldson. Producer, Catherine Kretz. Executive producers, Amanda Klutz, Jessica Harmon, Anna White, Susie Belsberg-Crevoy, Doran S. Chandler, Vince Balzano, Jimmy Townsend, Amanda Phillips, Eric Jarboe, Brad Crevoy. Screenplay by Anna White. Story by Amanda Klutz and Anna White. Directed by Jessica Harmon. Brad Crevoy Television. Paramount.